Hey, good afternoon. I have left the studio and I am almost at Canal Street, and I just wanted to do a quick walk around and see if I smelled any pot in the city of New Orleans. If you're just tuning in, we were talking earlier about the statistics showing that the crime rate is down in New Orleans. It's also something that I feel. You know, I spend time in New Orleans, and I live in New Orleans, but I also spend time downtown and in the French Quarter. And I sense that crime is down. I feel a lot safer than I did when I decided to move out of downtown New Orleans a few years ago. And then I just asked the question, so if the crime rate is down and you're still not coming to New Orleans, why are you not coming to the city? Is it politics? Is it because the city's run by Democrats? And somebody, and I've heard this before, somebody brought up the smell of marijuana. Oh, I don't want to go down there because there's smell of marijuana everywhere. Well, I'm on Canal Street right now, and I walk from the radio station, and I haven't smelled any pot at all. And I just honestly believe from my own personal experience, and I spend time down here, I think that this is a talking point that has been picked up on by a lot of people who want to reject New Orleans and not come here. That now that crime is down, one of the new things is, well, it's because of the marijuana, the smell of marijuana. Can't go down there because you smell marijuana everywhere. I don't think that's true. Hey, I'm on the air right now. So have you smelled marijuana anywhere down here?
I don't know. Every now and then.
But, I mean, it's not prevalent.
No, it's not, but yeah. Oh, yeah.
You smell it a little bit, but it's not everywhere.
No. Okay. And I love your show.
Okay, I appreciate that. All right, so, yeah. You walk down Bourbon, yeah, you smell more.
Like Iberville.
On Iberville, okay, the side street.
I walk down Iberville and side streets constantly. Okay. Constantly. I'm not just saying that.
All right, okay. Well, I'm going to go check. I'm going to walk down Iberville right now, and I'll be back in the studio in just a few minutes. Let's see, no cops are looking. Let me jaywalk here across Canal. You know, I had that incident a few years ago where a motorcycle hit me crossing Canal, so I should have a lot more respect for Canal Street than I appear to. So, again, there are going to be some areas where you might smell marijuana, but this idea that there's this shroud of smoke, marijuana smoke, covering the city of New Orleans, I think it's ridiculous. A couple of National Guardsmen, four of them just walked by. That girl looks like a prostitute. I don't know, maybe she's just a fun dresser. I'm going to head over to Iberville. And I just, I just think from my own personal experience that the idea that you don't come to this city because of the smell of marijuana is a rather limp excuse for not coming down here. So if that's not the reason, why don't you come to New Orleans? And you can avoid the smell of marijuana. You know, if you stay away from Iberville, I mean, look, Iberville is the first block off of Canal, running parallel to Canal. It's the first block off Canal. And, you know, there are, you know, a few massage parlors there. I don't know how qualified these people are to give massages, but apparently a lot of people who go there are happy. But I don't know how qualified they are. So Iberville might be in areas a little seedy. I mean, it's a Tuesday afternoon. I mean, I'm not seeing anybody. And I know that on weekends when it's crowded, you're going to see and you're going to hear more. But again, I spend time on Iberville. I spend time in the quarter in downtown, and I smell marijuana, but not to the point where somebody would say, I'm not going down because of marijuana. So what's the real reason? If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Excuse me. Can I talk to you for just a moment?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm live on radio in New Orleans here. And I wondered if you all have been walking around, if you have been smelling any marijuana.
A little bit, yeah. Yesterday on West Main Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're not smelling a lot.
Not that much, just sometimes when I walk by.
Oh, I see. Okay. So it's where are you from?
I'm from Japan.
From Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, Nikojin desu ka?
Nikonda
dekimasu ka?
Dekimasu.
Nikonda wa yoku wa kerimasen. So, coming from Japan, you're not overwhelmed by marijuana downtown?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You're not over. You smell a lot of marijuana here?
Yeah.
You do smell a lot.
No.
You smell a lot of marijuana?
Yeah, in here?
Yeah, here.
Yeah.
You do? Well, he doesn't seem to smell very much of it, but you do smell some marijuana?
Yeah.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, so, you know, there you've got one couple. One says he doesn't smell much. She says she smells a lot, but I don't know. Maybe a little bit was lost in the translation. I mean, that's possible. All right, let me just head to Bourbon very quickly here. I got to get back to the gym. I'm not in as good a shape as I used to be in the holidays, and everything kind of disrupted me. So this is Iberville and a Bourbon. And again, on a Tuesday afternoon, there's not a lot going on here. So look, I respect the fact that many of you smell marijuana, but I have never felt like the smell of marijuana in the quarter is so overwhelming that would be a legitimate excuse for somebody to say, well, I'm not going there. And, you know, If you're worried about your kids, let's say your kids see somebody smoking marijuana. Well, what if your kids see somebody drinking? And if you bring your kids to the quarter, you're going to see somebody drinking. And so, I mean, you can't hide them from reality. So what? They see people drinking. You tell them when you get older, you can drink. When you get older, you can make a decision about marijuana. Coleman, do you have a couple of texts you want to read?
Yeah, someone said we need more Scoot on the streets. This is awesome.
Yeah, you know, I should do this more often. I can, and well, we should.
Maybe I will. Somebody asked, how do you know what the vaping smells different from the old school weed, right? Like, basically, some of the smells you may be smelling might not smell like marijuana, but it could be that vape smoke, because you know those vape smokes come in different flavors.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen anybody vaping. So, you know, there might be some people vaping, and, you know, you might not smell marijuana. Again, I'm not bothered by the smell of marijuana. But I also know that it's not an overwhelming odor in the city. I mean, body odor is more prevalent to me than marijuana smoke in the quarter.
Yeah,
and it's not just in the summertime. It's because, you know, some people are just not hygienically intelligent.
Yeah, this text says the marijuana smells a lot better than cigarette smoke.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's that. I mean, there's all kind of smells down here. So if it's really not the crime, and if it's really not marijuana, then why don't people come to the city? I really honestly believe that there are people who don't come to the city, and this might be a subconscious rejection because of politics. I don't want to go to that city. It's run by Democrats. A bunch of Democrats run that city. I get that point of view. But when you go to another city, are you not going to go because there are Democrat politicians in office? No, you're going to still go to that city. I mean, whoever is mayor doesn't affect you when you're just walking around New Orleans. I mean, unless there's total chaos, unless the mayor is, you know, totally incompetent and, you know, crime is out of control, unless there's a, you know, police chief appointed who's not the right person, that's, you know, that can be a problem that vicariously comes from the mayor.
Have we made it to Bourbon Street yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm past Bourbon Street. I'm on my way back.
Oh, man,
yeah,
I want to ask
a favor. I did a little bit of Bourbon. Are you wanting me to pick up something for you?
No, I thought maybe if somebody had flashed you or something like that, you could take a picture of it. I know you're on your phone because that's usually the tradition. All right.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, you know, that's interesting. You know, people are really subtle, though, about selling drugs on bourbon. The other day I was on bourbon, and this guy, you know, passing by, and this guy just goes, "Good cocaine." And then he walks by. So he didn't do anything illegal, but he let me know that he's got cocaine if I wanted any. And if I wanted any, I could have stopped him and said, "Hey,
good at that."
Yeah, well, I'll let you know how good it is. No, but I don't do that anymore. I'm not interested in that. It's certainly not good like the old days. All right. I guess we got to get to a break here, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to a break. I'm just out in New Orleans trying to figure out about marijuana smoke and the smell. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.